Lamentations chapter 1 from verses 12 to 14. Is it nothing to you, all you that pass by? Behold and see if there be any sorrow like unto my sorrow, which is done unto me, wherewith the Lord hath afflicted me in the day of his fierce anger. From above hath he sent fire into my bones, and it prevaileth against them. He hath spread a net for my feet. He hath turned me back. He hath made me desolate and faint all the day. The yoke of my transgressions is bound by his hand. They are wreathed and come up upon my neck. He hath made my strength to fall. The Lord hath delivered me into their hands, from whom I am not able to rise up. Continuing the Seventh-day Adventist sanctuary doctrine. And we are looking at living pictures of sin transferred. For those of you who were here last Sabbath, you will remember we were looking at that new and living way of the heavenly sanctuary, where in the heavenly sanctuary there are living creatures. And those living creatures, according to what Ezekiel saw, there were those four angels with different heads, and their bodies and their wings were full of eyes. And the wheels within wheels were full of eyes. And we saw, as we carefully went through that subject, that there in the heavenly sanctuary, everything that takes place here on earth or through the universe is recorded as live streaming realities in those creatures that comprised the altar of incense that was between the angels and the throne of God above the angels. And those eyes, I just want to read it here again, 2 Chronicles chapter 16 verse 9. 2 Chronicles chapter 16 and reading there verse 9. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth, to show himself strong in behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. Herein thou hast, so we've just read as far as that, that the eyes of God, these eyes that he has created in his creatures, run to and fro on the whole earth, and they are therefore doing a very important work to gather into themselves the recordings, as what eyes do. Eyes record visual images into the brain. For instance, our brain, our eyes pick it up. And as we have described last week, the live streaming activities of our devices, they are cameras, they are eyes that are picking up the live streaming presentation of this very message. So heaven has these living creatures that are picking up, just like our eyes are picking up the imagery and taking it into your brain. And a lot of people don't realize you actually see with your brain, not with your eyes. Your eyes are just a camera that takes into the memory the picture, into the brain. This is, we see and we hear with our brain. And so these eyes are picking up everything that is happening here on earth as we studied it. And just one scripture in Isaiah 59 among the many that we read last week. Isaiah 59. And reading there from verse 11 and 12, you can see it that all those pictures that have been scanned and carried and picked up by these living creatures, Isaiah 59, here is a summation of it in verse 11 and 12, where it says, we roar like bears, you know, the problems of earth. We roar like bears and mourn sore like doves. We look for judgment, but there is none, for salvation, but it is far off from us. For our transgressions are multiplied before thee, and our sins testify against us. For our transgressions are with us, and as for our iniquities, we know them. Then he describes some more detail of that. So these eyes are picking up, and all our wickedness and all our life practices are multiplied in the records of those living creatures. And this, of course, was depicted in the symbolic sanctuary services in the days of Moses. The blood of the sacrifice was after the person confessed his sins upon the sin offering, the blood was taken carrying the record of the sin into the sanctuary where it was sprinkled before the veil and on the altar of incense. That's the very thing that the heavenly realities are collecting, that detail of those sins. And let's now read another quote which we read last week, which again brings it out vividly to our understanding that our sins are there in the heavenly records as living pictures. Something to really stop to, wake up to. It says here that God knows every thought, every purpose, every plan, every motive. I'm reading from Bible Commentary, Volume 5, 108.5. The books of heaven, the recording angels in heaven, record the sins that would have been committed had there been opportunity. In other words, there are recorded our characters, what we would be doing if we had opportunity. God will bring every work into judgment with every secret thing. By his law, he measures the character of every man there in the heavenly picture. As the artist transfers to the canvas the features of the face, so the features of each individual character are transferred to the books of heaven. The living, and Sister White didn't understand that like we do today. Here it says, God has a perfect photograph of every man's character, and this photograph he compares with his law. God has videos, recordings up there, and he knows, he sees us in those recordings. And this we recall when we read there that in the heavenly sanctuary under the ark of the altar of incense, the souls who had been martyred for Christ are crying out, how long dost thou not release us from this terrible experience? There they were, recorded, And many people misread that. They claim that, see, the people who've died are living in heaven. No, they are living videos that are recorded there under the altar of incense. This we studied closely. And again, Sister White in Review and Herald, 13th of January 1891, as I read it last week, that all is recorded in heaven. Page after page, the history of our life experience is written with the motives that prompted us to action. Now written, that's all that she knew, or the photograph, but look at it. All will appear as a real life picture, because true life pictures are recorded there. The eyes of the Lord are picking it all up. It's transferred from our device of our brain, our electric technological brain that God has created. It's here. We have practiced it. It's written in our mind. We have dreams of the stories of our life. Sometimes when we can't sleep, it's all there playing out in front of our mind's eye. And that which is in our mind's eye is in the living instruments of heaven. And it will all appear as a real life picture. We just take a very quick glance at the final opening up of the books after the 1,000 years, where this technology of our time, where the live streaming to heaven and the live streaming from heaven to earth is a reality like it is live streaming from one place to another here on earth. I read it here from Great Controversy. After the 1,000 years, there's going to be a judgment. And what does this judgment actually display in reality? I'm reading from Great Controversy, 666, paragraph 2. It says, as soon as the books of record are opened, the eye of Jesus looks upon the wicked. They are conscious of every sin. They are conscious of every sin. As soon as the books of record are opened, the eye of Jesus looks upon the wicked. They are conscious of every sin which they ever committed. They see just where their feet diverge. They see where their feet diverge from the purity and holiness. How does it all come out? Above the throne is revealed the cross, and like a panoramic view appear the scenes of Adam's temptation and fall, and the successive steps in the great plan of redemption, the Savior's lowly birth, his early life. Yeah, it's all in a panoramic view displayed on the screen. And it goes on to say, and now before the swaying multitude are revealed the final scenes, the patient sufferer treading the path to Calvary. It's all recorded in front of them there. It's played out in their screen. And it goes on to describe the entire description of what they are seeing. They are seeing the detail in living drama in front of their eyes when the books are opened. Now, what these eyes have scanned and picked up is being played in front of everybody. They can see a living video of their past life. So, this is reflected in the symbolism. What does the sinner do when he has committed a sin in the symbolism of the earthly sanctuary? He's just committed a sin. He goes and takes a lamb or a goat or a turtle dove, and he takes it into the court of the sanctuary. He places his hands upon the victim and confesses his sins. His sins are transferred from him to the animal. The animal is slain. The blood is caught. And the very transferal of the sin of the person is transferred to the lamb or the victim, and then taken, the sins are taken by via the blood into the holy place and sprinkled in the ark. And another thing that happens is that the priest will eat of the sin offering so that he's actually ingesting it into himself. This is all symbolic, but as we're going to be looking here, this is a depiction of the reality. And we really want to examine this. The sin was transferred from the sinner to the sanctuary. The victim depicted Jesus. And every sinner who has believed and accepted Jesus as his personal Savior has transferred in faith, in confession, all the sins that he knows in his experience that were reality to him. We often view sin as a sort of an abstract thing. No, it is a living experience. And from Adam through to the very end of this world, all who have confessed Jesus as their personal Savior have had their sins transferred from them. And where were they transferred? To the altar of incense, which was a depiction of those angels, those four angels who had the coals between them, as we read that. And there was the recording, the live recording, because their eyes have picked it all up and it's been transferred to them. That was what was symbolized. And what did we read there? Our transgressions are multiplied before thee. It's just one picture after another, and it's all multiplied before him. All the videos, living recordings of our sinful actions. You know, young people, when we do something wrong, you know, you can see it. Nobody else might be seeing it, but God sees it. The eyes are scanning and picking it all up. This is the case with all of us. There are so many scriptures that put this forth. I'm going to quote a few of them. The living recordings of our sinful actions. And did you remember I read there? Our thoughts that God has there. Our thoughts. Let's just read that in the words of Jesus. If you think something, it's something that in your mind you picture. And here we read Matthew, the words of Jesus. Matthew chapter 5, verse 21 and 22. Matthew 5, 21 and 22. You have heard that it was said by them of old time, thou shalt not kill. And whosoever shall kill shall be danger of the judgment. But I say unto you that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause will be in danger of the judgment. So what is going on in the mind of somebody? He's so angry with someone around him that he hates him. And that is regarded as killing. And then comes the other statement in verse 28. But I say unto you, whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart. It's all recorded. The thoughts. As though it has been done. And that's what I read in Bible Commentary, Volume 5, if you remember. Just draw your attention back to that. That it can't be missed. It says, as the artist transfers to the canvas the features of the face, so the features of each individual character are transferred to the books of heaven. If the character has been indulging in these type of things, God has a perfect photograph of every man's character. And what was it there? That the books of heaven record the sins that would have been committed had there been opportunity. That's what Jesus said. If you hate somebody, it's like killing them. If you had the opportunity, you'd do it. If the person lusts after somebody, then that is as much as done. All there. Thoughts, even in living reality, just like they are in the picture of our mind. And that's what is written in Hebrews 4, verse 13. When we understand this, this is such an important comprehension as we read it here in Hebrews 4, verse 13. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and opened unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Everything is opened before him. It's there in living reality in front of him, because the eyes of the Lord scan it all. All recorded there. And then, what then? Then it is sent as living pictures, as living reality to the victim. Let's have a close look at it. When all those things that have been recorded in heaven, when they are recorded in heaven, and Jesus, the Lamb that was slain for us, comes to this earth, what is transferred to him? Those living pictures. Let me read it here in Isaiah 53. We carefully go through these texts, and with our understanding in modern videoing and so on that we have today, we are able to pick up this. Isaiah chapter 53, reading there from verses 4 through to 6. Isaiah 53, 4 to 6. Here, speaking, surely he, talking of Christ, has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. With his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. Our iniquities have been accumulating in the heavenly sanctuary, and now they are transferred upon Jesus. Let me read 1 Peter chapter 2, 24. Let's just follow this through very carefully so that we are not mistaken. 1 Peter chapter 2. First Peter, chapter 2, reading verse 24. Speaking of Jesus, who his own self bare our sins where? In his own body. On the tree, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes we were healed. That's a direct reference from Isaiah we just read. For we as sheep have gone astray, but now returned unto the shepherd. For those who have returned to the Lord, those sins, those iniquities, those sins were placed in his body. Remembering what we've already studied, those sins are recorded as living pictures. And where were they recorded? Inside the creatures of heaven, and now they are transferred to the internal part of God's, of Christ's body. And we can read that, that as they have been multiplied there in the heavenly sanctuary, as a living representation, they are transferred to Jesus, as we read it in Psalms 40. Psalms 40, reading verses 8 to 12. Psalms 40, verses 8 to 12. Just realizing in verse 8, it's Jesus speaking, I delight to do thy will, O my God, yea, thy law is within my heart. I have preached righteousness in the great congregation. Lo, I have not refrained my lips, O Lord, thou knowest. I have not hid thy righteousness within my heart. I have declared thy faithfulness and thy salvation. I have not concealed thy loving kindness and thy truth from before the great congregation. Now he is pleading. Withhold not thou thy tender mercies from me, O Lord. Let thy loving kindness and thy truth continually preserve me, for innumerable evils have compassed me about. Innumerable evils have compassed me about. Mine iniquities have taken hold upon me, so that I am not able to look up. They are more than the hairs of mine head, therefore my heart faileth me. What was that? Jesus. All the multiplicity of the recordings of all the sins of the sinners on this planet, they are all transferred to the memory bank of the body of Christ. Just like we can send from our phone the video that we might want to send to somebody else. Everything that is recorded there, as it is here on earth, iCloud, everything that is recorded can be then brought back to the instrument that you're using. And here you have just such a case. And notice Lamentations chapter 1 that we read for our scripture reading. Lamentations chapter 1, you can see it spelt right out there that Jesus is receiving, as he said, more than the hair of my head. It's full of my head. It's just dreadful there. Remember the high priest? He ate the sin offering. All the sins were now part of his body, in his whole system, as living pictures. There he cries out in Lamentations 1. Let's read it to get it very clear, and then I'm going to read some quotes from Spirit of Prophecy, where he cries out, is it nothing to you? Look what's happened to me. From above hath he sent fire into my bones. From above, it's been sent into him. The yoke verse 14, of my transgressions. They became part of him. That's why he said, the yoke of my transgressions is bound by his hand. They are wreathed and come up upon my neck. He has made my strength to fall. The Lord hath delivered me into their hands. They are wreathed. That is what the wreath of a chromosome is actually. The genome is a wreath. And what is in the genome is transferred into a living, functioning being. Jesus received it into himself as a living, functioning reality. Just imagine what Jesus went through. Just imagine what Jesus went through. There are statements of Sister White that clarify this for us. I'm just going to read from a statement from this, That I May Know Him, page 66, paragraph 3, where it says, the evil works, the evil thoughts, the evil words of every son and daughter of Adam press upon his divine soul. What is it to him? It's an actual living experience of the works that he can actually see in his mind's eye mind's eye, and of every daughter of Adam, though the guilt of sin was not his, his spirit was torn and bruised by the transgressions of men. What was he experiencing? His soul was torn and bruised by the vision that came up in front of him. And then you want to read it if ever you want to do it, Signs of the Times, November 18 and November 25, 1889. There is a full description of it, and I'm just reading one little sentence. If he drank of the cup of suffering, he must open his breast to the griefs and woes and sins of humanity. And sins are practical living realities. They are there, and they are transferred from the records of heaven into the mind, into the body of Jesus. And if you listen carefully to what I just said, you might think, what? Into his mind? Surely not. Let's read it. You've got your bulletin there? It's amazing here. In Desire of Ages, page 694, just the last three lines. The sins of the world recorded in living characters. In the minds of men, they are recorded in living characters. In the minds of men, were transferred to the mind of Jesus. So what you visualize in your mind, in your sins that you have committed, Jesus visualized it in his mind. In his agony, he prayed for strength to endure the punishment that sinners deserved. Jesus was in Gethsemane. Here is the story. And then, again, Desire of Ages, page 753. On the cross, the living records of man's guilt were transferred into the mind of Jesus. The mind of Jesus pictured it as though it was his own. Further down in that, I'm reading from Christ Object Lessons. That's the paragraph from the bottom of the page. The sins of men were laid upon Jesus, not merely the outward acts, but the very thoughts and intents of the heart were counted against him. The records of human guilt, the transgressions in every age, are presented before him in living characters, and he bore them in his own soul. Are you comprehending what Jesus' sufferings were? Further down, Desire of Ages, page 832, the last three lines there. He bore the living characters of sin upon himself. Not only in Gethsemane, but on the cross. But through, now listen to this. He bore them not only in Gethsemane and the cross, but through his entire mediatorial ministry in heaven. Remember, the priest ate the sin offering. What does this do to our soul? As you behold this, all the accumulated living pictures transferred from those living creatures into the mind of Jesus, which is fully symbolized in all those earthly symbolic transactions. And here, I want to really bring the point home. The transferal of our sins to the heavenly sanctuary, and then from the heavenly sanctuary into the actual living mind of Jesus. And what this is to be done, so that as my sins are confessed and transferred to Jesus, they are taken from me. And those pictures of my sins that are in my mind are replaced, if we will take hold of this. Let's read it. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, reading verse 21. For God hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, so that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. So easily read, isn't it? But what is this? Jesus received the living transcripts of the visual realities of my sin. They were transferred to him. And then from him, his righteousness is transferred to me. Let's go to 2 Peter chapter 1 as we try to comprehend this transferal. 2 Peter. These are the living realities. 2 Peter 1, 2 to 4. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you. What did we read? Our transgressions are multiplied before God, and they've been multiplied and put into the mind of Jesus. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Jesus received the life streaming of my sins, of everybody else's sins, into his device, into his human mind. And that description of his righteousness that was part of him was to be transferred to me. The righteousness of which I had no part, I received. And the sins that he had no part, he received. Let me read it now. These precious promises. What do these precious promises equate to? I read it from the 1888 materials. I love the way that the Spirit of God is speaking to us through the testimony of Jesus, the Spirit of prophecy. 1888 materials, page 80, paragraph 3. Now follow what Sister White writes here. Remember we just read, these precious promises are to be transferred to us in that we are partakers of the divine nature, partakers of the righteousness of Christ, which is a living reality. Oh, I want you to take the rich promises of God and hang memory's halls with them. In other words, transfer the life streaming into your mind of God's beautiful righteousness, of God's beautiful promise. What more could you want than that promise? We have the assurance that a mother can forget. We have the assurance that a mother can forget her nursing child, but he will not forget us. I want the promises of God to be a living picture on memory's walls. I want the promises of God to be the living pictures on memory's walls, that you can look at them. Then your heart can be filled with his grace, and you may exalt Jesus and crown him Lord of all. That is your privilege. How many times have we read we are to keep our eyes focused on Jesus? Don't focus your eyes on the terrible things that are happening around you and let them be imprinted in your mind. Let them be erased by the knowledge that Jesus received them. And we are not to look at them. We are not to let them take root. We are not to let them picture our minds again and again. Have you had trouble with this? You know that you can't sleep at night because your mind goes over the subject again and again and it comes up as pictures in your mind. Here we are told, let that be placed upon Jesus as he has. And he's bearing it still as a high priest now, as I just read before. And focus upon the fact that there are living pictures of his righteousness, living pictures of his beautiful character that you can hang in your device, in your memory, as we do, transferring beautiful photographs or videos from others that have got a beautiful video that they send to you. This is what it's all about. This is a reality that unless we actually take on board what we are studying here, and the reason why I take so much effort to bring all these statements before you, that you can see that those statements are actually telling us the truth on this matter. And as you absorb that, let's summarize here. We individually are an electronic device, as are the living creatures supporting the throne of God. What we record in our living device of our life, in our memory bank, is recorded in the vast memory bank of heaven's, if you want to put it, iCloud, instruments. Jesus became a man among us, and these life streams of our sinful life in our memory bank are transferred into the mind of Jesus. And he, as our Savior, receives all the living pictures of believers who have confessed him and accepted him as his sacrifice, as their sacrifice. Let's read it here from 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. So beautifully expressed in the words of the Apostle John, 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. What happens? If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. This cleansing, and I want to go into the cleansing of the heavenly sanctuary and all this in our next meditation. But here we are seeing point by point the living descriptions that this whole plan of salvation is real. It's a real experience that you make with your sins that Jesus has picked up and made His own as living pictures. And He who knew no sin was made to be sin. What a dreadful experience He went through. Everybody else's as well as yours. And as you look upon Jesus like this, then something happens. I'm going to rejoice in this picture. I'm going to believe it. Oh, to believe it. And if you believe it, He has provided the means to delete. What did I read there? To cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That everything that is recorded in my brain, that is recorded in the heavenly instruments there, is, as I realize that this has been transferred to Jesus, and I believe it in living reality, then that living video comes up in my mind. All my videos in my brain are deleted, cleansed. That's what God wants to do. Living pictures of sin replaced with His pictures of glory. Let's just read it there in Philippians chapter 2, 5 to 9. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Let this mind pick up those pictures. And as we do, as we focus our mind's eye upon the living pictures of Jesus, it replaces those living pictures of sin. This is the transaction. This is the living instrumentalities that we are studying in the sanctuary subject. And this we will continue to expand upon so that we can correctly understand the Day of Atonement, when all those living pictures of the sins of God's people are erased out of the heavenly sanctuary. What a beautiful picture that is. And it's the exact opposite of what many people have mistakenly seen as an unpleasant doctrine, that God has a record and He's judging me in the Day of Atonement. They're missing the very point. We're going to go into the depth of that. But just rejoice here now. Jesus received the living pictures of your sinful memories. It's all there in Him, nailed to the cross, as we sang. Oh, to believe it. So we were free.